Jared Whateley, Dwayne Russell, Jared Healy and Brad Johnson with you. And with us from the SCG Blues assistant coach, Tim Clark. Tim, great to have you on AFL Nation.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tim, what have you been working on this week? There's been a lot of talk around improvements and sticking to the process and refining. What have you been working on this week from what you learnt on Sunday against Collingwood?
Our biggest focus this week is the contest and our defensive game. We know if we can win the ball out of the middle, especially here at the SCG, win the stoppage game, we'll get some territory. And the way the Sydney Swans play, they're so aggressive out of their back half with their ball movement. So if we can defend them really well, get a few forward turnovers, we'll give our forwards a good look tonight.
Tim, sometimes an interstate trip comes at the right time. Is that how you're approaching it internally with the fact that you can actually get away together as a group?
Yeah, look, we love the interstate trips. Yeah, VFL team played just before us. We've come away as a footy club, travel well together. We get to spend a lot of time together. And yeah, we've had a really good week on the training track. It was a five-day turnaround, so you don't do a lot of training, but it's really focused in and around what we want to get out of tonight. So we can't wait for the game to start.
Has the VFL team set the tone for the senior team?
Yeah, they did. They had a good win. They're very undermanned at the moment, the Swans at VFL level. So we were expected to win the game, but you still got to roll out and perform. And the boys did that.
What do you take away from, and what's really impressed you? I shouldn't say take away. What's really impressed you, Tim, about Adam Chera, especially his last 5 weeks? He's hit some great heights, some really strong numbers as well.
Yeah, like he's a terrific player, Chez. He gives us a lot of punch around our stoppage and our contest work. But he's also got the ability to be able to swap and play a bit of halfback. And set us up with his ball use, and that allows us to have some flexibility with the Doherty, whether he plays midfield or halfback, and he's been really good for us in that role, Chez, and just some maturity around the ball. He's a young kid, but the way he plays, he just understands the game. So we're looking forward to a big game from Chera tonight.
The criticism has been that you're going too wide and too slow. I assume that's not what you're chasing. What are you chasing?
No, we want to be more direct. We want to get more speed on the ball. It's something that we really want in our game. Tommy DeConning's come in to the team tonight and we'll play both a combination of forward and ruck. So we feel we can really stretch him forward of the ball. We're going to be much more direct in tonight's game.
Is there any thought on any talk internally around Tom and a positional change to potentially a defensive player at all, Tim? Or is it more just stick with what he's done in the past and keep him in that ruck forward role?
Oh, we think Tommy's a really powerful ruck forward. We think that's his best position for us at the moment. There was one of our development coaches, when you see his brother go so well for Geelong behind the ball, he did mention that a couple of times. That
very smart man, that development coach. Very smart man.
So there has been some talk about it, but geez, Tommy's played some fantastic footy. I know last year one of his best games was against the Swans and he impacted the game really well with his aerial work. And we feel that coming back into the team, he was really impressive last week in the VFL. We think he's going to give us a really good look forward to the ball and in the ruck tonight.
How do you rectify your starts? It's very tough, Tim. I certainly understand it. It's a lot about conversations and then the players have to go and execute. But how do you get them to that right frame of mind to start the game well? Because that's probably where the last couple of weeks it's let you down.
The ball has been really ready for the start. Last week, they managed to kick three goals in a 3 or 4 minute period, Collingwood, without us even touching the ball. And we just need our leaders around the midfield to be able to really dig in deep around those periods and make sure we're getting our hands on the footy, we're putting pressure on the opposition, and leadership out on the ground. Our boys are really, when they go out, they've got a great frame of mind, they're ready for the contest, but when the other team throws a punch, we need our leaders standing up in those moments.
Tim, who'd be winning your best and fairest right now?
The combination of a few guys. We've had some players that have played really consistent years so far, so we... a couple of guys in and around the middle. You mentioned Chera before. I think he's had a really consistent year. You know, Charlie Kerno's kicked a few goals. There's some guys who stand out. Outside of those two guys, we've had some consistent performers, but they're probably the boys. Them and maybe Nick Newman in the back line's done some great roles for us. So they're probably the boys who I would say have been most consistent.
So will Nick Newman line up on Tom Papley?
It would be a good matchup for us if yep. he can get Papley as much as he can tonight.
If Papley goes into the middle, will Newman go with him or just pick him up on the way through?
Oh, it depends. Like sometimes Papley goes in and plays as a midfielder, and you know, in those situations we'd hand him over to our midfield group. But if he's a forward that's coming inside a stoppage, we've got a plan for that to happen tonight, and they do that at times, the Swans.
So you'll be playing the three tools, trying to stretch the Swans, who are missing a number of their key defenders?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily to stretch the Swans, but we are playing with the three tools in our forward 50 tonight. They won't always be on the ground together with Tommy playing some minutes in the ruck as well. But if we can get the ball inside 50, especially on this ground, get it deep inside 50, we think we'll give our boys a really good look.
This time last year, Mitch McGovern was pushing for All-Australian squad, intercept mark, delivery off the half-back line. How have you rated his year this year? And what's his role, or what's the instruction for him to get to his best?
He's just been working hard on his game. He would be the first to admit that he could play a little bit better. And he relies heavily on the pressure up the ground. And you know, the midfield group need to make sure they're doing their work to put pressure on the ball to allow not only Gav, but all our defenders to have a better look at the aerial ball. And we love the footy when it's in Mitch McGovern's hands. He's a good user. He sets us up. And let's hopefully he brings that game tonight.
Brody Kemp, pick 17. He's a high draft pick. And a couple of weeks ago, I saw him come into the side and play. He played really well, really impressive. Is one, I think, that hasn't really hit the lights just yet, but he's one that you've got there that should do you well over the next decade.
Yeah, he's playing some really good footy in the VFL, and he came in and the game that he played against West Coast earlier in the year, where he took the first 5 minutes, I think he had three or four intercept marks, yep. And he's really growing that part of his game. He's got some areas that he's really working on hard with Aaron Hamill, our defensive coach. We feel we've got a real player there. He's just got to keep working hard to build his game, and similar to Mitch, like hopefully he can have a good game tonight if he can get enough pressure on the ball.
A lot of talk about Harley Reid and you guys at the Blues are having a big impact on his development. Tim, did he play in the VFL this week?
No, he didn't play this week, yep. But it's been good having him play in the VFL. The boys really like his personality. Yeah, he gets after the ball well, and you can see why he's got such a reputation so far as a number one or potential number one pick. And he played against us a couple of weeks ago in the VFL and played really well in that game too. So you got a good one there in the... you do a little bit of work with him, mate, in the under-18 team.
No, it's the first year, Tim, that I haven't that I've stepped away from the academy. It would have been nice to have a look up close into his development. But talk to Luke Power a lot about, you know, obviously the development of him, and he's really impressed.
He's got some amazing power. His ability to go similar to like a Dangerfield does, at Horn Francis. You're seeing over the last sort of month with his football, the ability to go from nothing to really quick. The power that they've got, that's what he's got in his game. And he'll be exciting in the next couple of years as he transitions into AFL.
If he was available, a serious question, if he was available, would he be in your team right now?
Oh, it's too hard to look at that sort of stuff. Like we, in our midfield, we've got a really solid midfield group. A couple of them have been a bit down on form at different stages this year. But, we've got a couple of midfielders playing in the VFL that are playing really good footy but haven't been able to get a game. So... I'm not too sure how we go. I need to see him over a few weeks, and he needs to be part of what we'd be looking at. I get to watch him at VFL, but we never look at him through that lens.
Okie doke. We'll have a look at this one through the same lens. And this is a question that I've been asked 100 times by Carlton supporters. When are you going to give Paddy Dow another run, given he's getting 30s and 40 possessions, which is something he didn't do for a long time?
Yeah, you know, he's playing some terrific footy, Paddy, and he's... He's fighting and he's scratching at the moment, yep. In a combination of midfield and forward roles. He'll get a game when an opportunity comes up, and that could be through injury, and that could be through a player continuing not to play good footy. That could be this week, could be next. So he's continually playing and pushing,
yep.
Pushing his name up there. He's playing the best footy that I've seen him play.
And how did the Jack Silvani conundrum come up through selection? How did you go through that?
Tommy DeConning, we thought we wanted to get him in and to play that sort of forward ruck role, which is a role that Jack's been playing Today in the VFL, he played the majority of the game in the back line to have a look at him in that position. So really, Tommy DeConing coming in, couldn't play with the four of them in our forward line. It's just a little bit too tall, and we wanted to give Tommy a look tonight. So Jack was the one that missed out, and he's looking to build his game in some other areas, which he did today in the VFL and played quite well.
Tim, good to have you with us. Good luck for tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good call.
Good on you. Tim Clark, assistant coach at Carlton.